There we go. You are tuning in to Black and White, and as always, I'm your host, Nathan, the Boss Black. And with me, as always, is Jerrian, the Mouth White.
It's Jerrian White. Jerrian, we've been doing this for 5 years, and you still get my name wrong every time. It's Jerrian.
Calm down, Jerrian.
Oh, whatever, man.
Making us sound smooth, as always, is Eli, the Little Guy Littleton.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in to us, whether it be on one of your many syndicated stations or just at the iHeartMedia app. Now, let's get this thing going with one of your favorite segments, Quick Shots.
Hey, man, who's shooting? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you liberals are always afraid of guns. So what do you got for us today, Littleton?
Well, today we're going to be talking about a number of different topics. But I think the first one we're going to do is acceptable hot dog condiments. And go.
Ooh. I will take this one first. Okay, first off, guys, everyone knows the most acceptable condiment to put on a hot dog by everyone in the world. This is worldly accepted by everybody. Every country out there in America needs to accept it. It's ketchup. Ketchup all around. If you're putting anything else but ketchup on it, then you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right because you're limiting people by taking away their rights to have ketchup on everything.
Yeah, I gotta disagree with you there. You know, I hate to say it, but ketchup might seem super American, but really, the hot dog itself is an American classic culinary delight. You should just put the meat in your mouth and let it slide on down your throat and savor that flavor, boy. Let me tell you.
So, wait, so no condiments?
No condiments. That's ruined it. Only the French and Canadians put condiments on their hot dogs.
Everybody puts condiments on their hot dogs. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Nope.
If you're not putting condiments on your hot dogs, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Does chili count as a condiment?
Chili is a condiment, yes.
But it's full of meat.
I didn't think about chili.
What do you think about chili, huh? You're gonna are you gonna down chili too?
Meat
are you
on
gonna
meat.
Put chili on your hot dog or are you not?
Meat on meat is pretty American. I will give you that, but I still like dipping my hot dogs in water and just choking them down.
You are a sad individual. You see what I've had to deal with for 5 years now?
Hey, you're only here because we let you be here. If it were up to me and not the radio execs, we'd have replaced you 2 years ago.
If it was up to me, I would. Well, I can't say that right now.
Okay, let's move right along to the next one.
All right, well, I guess the next one, we're going to get a bit more serious with this one right here. It's called Leggingsgate. So apparently American Airlines will not allow the, you know, they give free tickets to the people who work for them for their friends.
Yeah,
well, apparently, their friends that they give these tickets to are not allowed to dress unprofessional. They have to dress completely nice the entire time. So what happened was they denied two girls access to their flight because they wore leggings.
Ooh.
We're talking like yoga pants. And I'm just kind of curious, and this has been a policy that they've had for a long, long time, but now a lot of people, including a lot of celebrities, are getting really upset about this. What do y'all think?
Oh, man, let me tell you. Look, if you know it's the policy, present yourself accordingly. I mean, what's wrong with dressing up, putting on some pants and shoes? Ladies, why are you going out in your activewear all the time? If you ain't getting active, don't wear it. Take it off.
I cannot disagree with you more. Leggings are just another pair of clothing item. It is not like they're roaming around naked on the airplane. You know, if you're getting distracted by women wearing leggings or if it's something about people wearing active wear that gets you all, oh my gosh, I can't get on the plane no more. The plane's going to go down. It's going to crash. No, it's not going to be like that. Nothing's going to happen. These people can wear whatever clothes they would like to wear. This is not right. Not right. At all.
But why are people trying to be so unprofessional all the time?
What's professional? It's a flight. What? It's not like a job interview.
Well, think about it. You got businessmen on there.
Yes.
You got mothers and kids.
Yes.
What if the pilot gets distracted and goes down? At least wear like some closed-toe shoes and maybe a skirt.
Listen,
I think women should always wear skirts, though.
Personally, I agree with that, but I cannot agree more or not agree less with you when it comes to the fact that the pilot's not going down. They're way too busy for that.
Well, we're going to bring on to this next topic if we're going to get around to gender roles.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
What do y'all think? Do y'all think the woman needs to stay at home and cook and clean and take care of the kids while the man makes the money and the bacon? Or do you think that there needs to be a switcheroo somewhere?
Listen, I think women should be able to do whatever they want to do. No. Do they want to stay home and take care of the kids? Maybe they do. Do they want to go out and get a job? Maybe they do. They should be able to have the same opportunity that I have as a young black man, as any white woman should have that opportunity. Any Mexican woman should have that opportunity. Any Chinese woman should be able to have that opportunity. Come on now.
Yeah, look, all men are created equal. All men. I'm sorry, but the lady should be at home nursing the babies and wiping some booties and making sure there's a hot meal on that table at the end of the night. That is your job. That is your goal. And I don't care who you are. That's how you do it. And I don't understand how it would work in one of these gay relationships. But I'll tell you what, who's the breadwinner there?
Well, if we're also going to talk about gay relationships, what do y'all think about sexual education in school?
Ooh, sexual education, man. Look, there's only one way to teach sexual education. That is abstinence. Like, let's be honest here. We don't need to be teaching kids how to put the P in the V or, you know, get the diddly dang dongs in the tiddly twing twings, you know, or whatever you want to call them.
What did that even mean?
It means that if you teach them not to do it because it's a sin, well, then they ain't going to do it.
Oh, sin. That's all this guy talks about is sin. Little did you know that my partner here loves to spend as much time at the strip club as anybody, yet alone he's talks about sin. Sexual education is important. You know why? Because they're going to learn it some way. If they're not learning it from the schools, they're going to learn it from the TV. If they're learning it from the TV, they're learning it wrong.
I need to learn it from their pastors.
They need to learn it. He'll teach you something.
Oh, I wish you would. We'll take this out of the parking lot, man.
Woo!
All right, we got time for one more.
All right, what you got?
It's the war on drugs, specifically marijuana. How do you think this needs to be taken care of?
I cannot speak on this subject, but I do have someone who can. My friend Rodney over here has been a longtime marijuana user, and he would like to say a couple of things. Rodney, come over.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Rodney.
Yeah, weed's pretty cool, man. Like, they shouldn't do anything about that. Like, just let me do it, right? Right? Yeah.
Boy.
Am I done? Right? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Rodney. Thank you, Rodney.
You know what?
Rodney's a good dude.
Giraffe, man.
It's Jerain!
Jerain, Jerath, Jerain, whatever your name is. Look, listen, I don't know why you bring this character in all the time to back up this argument every time we get into it. He's obviously hasn't had a haircut in 12 years. The dude smells like a skunk got hit by a trucker who hasn't bathed. I'm sorry, but marijuana is the devil's lettuce. It is a gateway drug, and there is no kind of money or market for it here in my God-loving U.S. of A. It is evil. It should be damned. If I had my way, it would all be gone. All of it. Okay, well, I'm getting the signal. That means it's about that time. So, stay tuned. We will be back here on the iHeartMedia app or any of your syndicated stations. You know which one you're listening to. If I give out all the tags, we'd be here all afternoon.
Well, we got to give out all the tags to everybody. Everybody needs to be represented. See, this is what you do, excluding people. All the time, always excluding
it's
people.
It's not, you know what? We'll get into that later. We'll talk about that another time. But stick around, guys. We'll be right back here on Black and White.
It's a new year. So how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason: for a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores, and we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's Prozvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of Prozvent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with Prozvent.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have a low around 63 with a chance of rain, then tomorrow a high around 71 with some morning thunderstorms. This report's brought to you by attorney Michael Uvalle.
If you've been injured in a car accident, call attorney Michael Uvalle, the Law Boss. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. He used to work for an insurance company, but now fights to get innocent victims the money they deserve. Pick up the phone and call now. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. LAWBOSS.
Welcome back to...
Isn't that your national anthem right there?
Hey, man, that's God's favorite song right there. That thing plays the top of hour every hour. I don't care where you're from. You got to listen to that song daily. But welcome back to Black and White. Remember to download the iHeartMedia app so you never miss a show. I'm Nathan the Boss Black, just like Michael Uvalle is the Law Boss. Here with Jerrain the Mouth White.
It's Jerrion.
Jerrion, Jerrain, Jerome. They're all the same. I don't know how you speak that crazy language. And of course, we got Eli, the little man Littleton. And now it's time for The Hard Truth.
Personally, my favorite segment of the whole day.
Oh, I think everybody loves this segment because things get real truthful here.
They get real hard, too.
They do. I'm sorry. Sometimes you catch me off guard and make me laugh. Okay, so the U.S. Constitution requires a census to be taken every 10 years. And while the founders may have had great foresight, it's doubtful they saw that we would become mired in controversy over sexual politics. The census has grown more complex over the years because the country has grown more complex. It's asked questions about race, education, housing, and hell, it may have even asked if you know your elbow from your ass. Never, and I mean never, has it asked about your sexual orientation or gender identity. Well, thanks to the LGBTQR7R2D2 hashtag eggplant peach community, these kids, these kids are questioning. And, they want to know where their rights are. So now these questions may appear on the 2020 census. So my question, why are you people so eager to give up your privacy?
Okay, first off, I really need to know what you define as you people, because we've gone through this before when you use that phrase. What is you people?
I'm talking about you liberals.
Crazy liberals. Oh, okay. All of us liberals are all the same. You see, this is why people like you will never get around in the world. This is why you will always be stuck in your little corner, because you're not thinking outside of your own little box. It's very important for everybody to be stepped up and counted, for everybody to have their sense of purpose and their sense of collectivity inside of this United States. And if that means being counted through the census, and if that means having your identity being a part of the collective of what this nation is, then by God, they should be allowed to have it.
I don't know what to say to that, man. I think it's granola munching, save the rainforest hippies like you that are ruining all the great things that people like me built. You're part of society that is afraid to work hard, so instead of you just sign your rights away in order to have someone hold your hand through life. It's complete garbage.
The only thing garbage about it is your opinion right now, my friend. The only thing garbage is the smell coming out of your mouth right now with all that nonsense you're speaking all over the place right now. It is crazy to hear you say some of the things that you say all the time, but right then, oh my gosh, you took the cake, and that cake is not chocolate, my friend.
It's plain vanilla. All I hear is bitch, 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 complain, complain, complain. Why don't y'all actually get to the point?
The point? What do you mean the point? The point is that we shouldn't have to tell people what our gender is and what our sexual preference is. Like, why does the government need to know which way you swing and what parts you wish you had?
Some people just want that knowledge to be known, that they are out there, that they are a number, that they are someone that needs to be counted. Sometimes it feels like you don't even know how many of the gays are out there, how many of the blacks are out there. What is the true number of this minority, this vocal minority, this vocal majority? Let's have the numbers be counted. Let's be out there and let's have a way for this to be found out and for this country to actually know what it's made of.
Isn't that what Instagram and Facebook is for?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about stupid social
media. You can follow my Instagram under. I'll say that later.
You can't remember your own Instagram.
Can't even remember.
You even have an Instagram.
I was hanging out with Rodney under earlier, so.
You got a Metro PCS phone. Don't lie. Okay, so you were saying that the numbers need to be accounted for. Well, how's the census going to help change anything? What does the census do? It just tells us what the U.S. population is, right?
Yes, it really, and that's important. If you don't know what your numbers are, if you don't know what your country is made out of, how do you know who to help? How do you know who's in need?
The census isn't going to tell us that either.
Oh, yes, it will.
How?
Because
what does the census help?
Socioeconomics, my friend. You know where your people are living. You know where your gays are living. You know where your blacks are living, are they? You know where your Hispanics are living. Are they living in the higher ends? Are they making a whole bunch of money? You don't know this now. And then we'll find out and be able to put the programs in place to help the people that need to be helped.
Look, as far as I know, the census is only used to reapportion the House of Representatives. And the zoning lines, past that, I don't see how it's going to help any of these other minorities.
Do you actually trust the government to tell you exactly what they do with these numbers?
I mean,
I think we can both agree, no.
Ooh. Well, you're a liberal. You're the one who wants more government.
Yeah. Oh,
He's got you there.
He's got me there.
I like riding the fence.
I reading into this, I did hear that the census helps distribute like $400 billion in federal funds. The programs like, Violence Against Women and Fair Housing Act, which thank goodness they creating some violence against women, because sometimes women got to be put in their place. Am I right?
See? You see what happens when you let him go?
It was a
when
joke.
You don't keep Nathan in check, he always spouts off something like that. So you're saying you like violence against women. Is that what you're saying right now? I think that's what I heard come out your mouth.
I'm just saying sometimes it's okay to give her a little smack on the rear end and pull her hair a bit, especially if she asks you to call her daddy.
That is the hard truth coming out of your mouth right now. I can't believe it. I do not condone any of the words that are coming out of my friend Nathan Black's mouth.
Well, You don't have to condone them because I own them. I love what I have to say and the way I think because this is America.
And I'm proud to be an American too, but I'm not proud of people like you who want to keep this country in the 1950s or sooner. You know what happened in the 1950s? You know what I'd really like to do, America? I would really like to open up a 1950s restaurant, a really 1950s themed restaurant. You know why? Because it would have to be segregated because that's what this country used to be. It used to be black and white and nothing else. There was no other. It was colored and it was white, but now we are together. And why can't we be counted as together? Why can't the census count us all? Why can't we be a part of what this country is, the fabric of it?
But you see, you just proved my point. We shouldn't be asking race or gender or sexual orientation. Just count the numbers off and say, here are the people. Here's how many people you got. Here's how money should work. Like you just said, we should come together right now.
Old flat top. You have been moving up jumbo and all this mojo, and I don't see feet below your knees. Do you understand, my friend?
I have no
right now.
No idea what you just said.
Over me.
Oh, okay. Oh goodness. So do you think that including people, the minorities in the census, is a good thing?
Yes, I think so.
Why? Like,
if you honestly need to do something for a certain people, a certain aspect of society, and you don't know the numbers, and you don't know how many people you're actually having to help, you'll never get there. You'll never get to be able to help them. You'll be shooting in the dark. Is it 2,500 people I need to help? Is it 400,000 people? Is it 16 million? How many of these people do I actually need to help? What are the resources I need to give these people to help them? You won't find that out by not counting.
Yeah, I guess you might be right there, but I don't know. I'm a little confused because it sounds like the Liberal Party, all you liberals are saying that we're just trying to erase the existence of the LGBT community by not counting the numbers.
Listen, my buddy Rodney has one final thing to say on the subject. Rodney, okay. I think you got some words for this. Hold on, come here, Rodney. Get your
head. Hurry up, Rodney.
Hey, oh yeah, that's right. The gays, man, they're really good people, bruh. Like, I know, like, four of them, and it's some of the best times I've ever had, and I can't really remember much, but I swear, like, I've never had an issue with them, so they should, you know, be able to count, you know? If they want to count, it'd be awesome, you know? I mean, I think gays should learn.
Can we just give them, like, a 3/5 representation, maybe? Is that okay?
Did you say 6/5 representation?
I knew that'd get you goat.
All right. Well, this has been Black and White. I am Jerome White.
Is it Jerian?
That's right. I'm Jerian White. That is Nathan Black. Emmanuel.
Eli Lilton.
Anyway, whatever his name is, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. April Fools. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
To celebrate March being National Sleep Awareness Month, MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff in my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This year, we've got 100 reasons for you to switch to Jackson Hewitt. Tell your online tax service to take a hike, and we'll pay you $100 to file with Jackson Hewitt. Plus, you'll get your max refund guaranteed. So maybe it's more like 101 reasons. It pays to switch to Jackson Hewitt. File today and get $100. Minimum tax preparation fee of $150 applies. Offer valid when you complete your taxes with us. $100 provided on a card. Not valid with any other promotion or discount. Ask a tax pro or see JacksonHewitt.com for details. Available in participating locations only. Most offices are independently owned and operated.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have a low around 63 with a chance of rain, then tomorrow a high around 71 with some morning thunderstorms. This report's brought to you by attorney Michael Uvalle.
If you've been injured in a car accident, call attorney Michael Uvalle, the Law Boss. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. He used to work for an insurance company, but now fights to get innocent victims the money they deserve. Pick up the phone and call now. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. L-A-W-B-O-S-S.
Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you the boys! And now, our feature presentation.
Immediately jumping out of the gate, I'm Positive C. That is Jim the Brain Box Thornquist. Will Viler Shotwell is producing. Cassie Hollywood's Wilson is not here. She's in a cult. So, yeah. But anyway, jumping right out of the gate, guys, I want to have some fun here. The phone number here is
817-787-1190.
Or 214-787-1190. Call that number right now. And I will give the next caller two tickets to go see four great local bands at the Rail Club on April 22nd. The Leader to Legend, Navajo, Dispositions, and Forget Conformity. Three of those bands were just at So What Festival. Anybody who calls this station right now at 817-787-1190 or...
Or 214-787-1190.
You win two tickets to see all of these bands, the Rail Club. They're actually, a couple of the bands are doing some music videos there, too. So you can be a part of all that madness. Yeah, that's a $20 value that you can get for freaking free. So for the next 30 minutes, you call, you win. And there's also a little bit more fun. I might give away some more tickets, but that's going to be explained on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork. You can find all about other giveaways and other fun stuff and other fun surprises that we're going to do. Really sad that we are only getting half a show because dagnabbit, the people here at 1190 really love what we do. But, you know, they have to try out some new things and some new blood every now and then. We've been doing a good job, but they just wanted to see what whatever show was in front of us could do here in this market. So, you know, hopefully you guys either liked it, didn't like it, you know, who knows.
You can call and let us know that, too.
You can call and let us know if you really like that, too, at 214-817-1190 or 214-787-1190 and all that stuff. But I do digress. We are here for our best prepared show ever.
Always.
And we're starting it off with a comeback of a
something
segment.
We said we weren't doing anymore.
Yeah, so, which is the boys' sports. Yeah,
Grand
the boys'
Slam sports.
Yeah, Grand Slam sports coming back. And our topic today is the greatness of Tony Romo.
Yes.
And it's a interesting subject because there's many layers to this. It's a mess.
Oh yes.
Can we agree that no matter what our view of what's going to happen with him, this whole situation is a mess.
Yeah. It's just so much speculation involved in it. So many unanswered questions that it's just basically, you know, like you said, it's a web of just chaos right now.
Yeah, and that web of chaos isn't going to get any clearer within the next couple of weeks, or it might. That's the crazy thing about this whole situation is that we don't know. Tomorrow, Tony Romo could be gone at any point in time.
They might trade him to Houston for J.J. Watt.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many. Oh, that was a great April Fool's joke.
Right.
Yeah, that probably would have freaked out a whole bunch of people. But I want to get your initial viewpoint without us talking about it really at all, Jim. What do you think is going to happen with Tony Romo by the beginning of next season?
What do I think is going to happen versus what I want to happen?
What do you think? Yeah, what do you think?
I think, honestly, he gets sent to free agency and picked up by either Houston, maybe the Chiefs, probably not Denver so much anymore.
Okay. So what do you want to happen?
I would like to see either him retire and become a offensive coordinator for the team, for the Cowboys, or go to Houston and lead Houston to a Super Bowl at the same time that the Cowboys get led to a Super Bowl.
Okay. Violator, do you have any thoughts on what you think will happen to Tony?
What I think will happen?
Yeah, what do you think?
Besides breaking more bones?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, he
already
That's
what we know last. Is going to happen, yeah.
I think he's going to end up going to Houston.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, I think his smart move would be to go ahead and retire and try to find a gig either in broadcasting or in coaching.
Yes.
But realistically, what I think is going to happen, he's either going to get traded to Houston or he's going to be put into free agency and somebody else is going to pick him up for dimes on the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can feel that. I was explaining this to some people the other night. I really do think that he's gone. He's a June 1st cut. We're not going to see him cut before then, yeah. But we're going to see him cut around June 1st, June 2nd. He might even end up at training camp for a little bit or one of these OTA practices, whatever. But, I mean, he's not going to be on this team for long, and he's not going to be this team's backup. They're not trading him. He has no trade value.
Oh, yeah. He's lost that.
He's definitely lost. His vertebrae lost that.
Would it not be interesting to see him at training camp going head-to-head against Dak Prescott for the starting position, like Jerry Jones pitting them together?
No, that would be terrible. That'd be awful. Because a guy like Dak, because he's so young, and it was handed the keys, and then now this is his gig. Yeah, it's by the way, we're going to have this other guy who can come in and drive the car, too, for a little bit, too. He might drive the car forever if you suck, you know what I mean? Or he proves he's better than you at it, even though we told you it's your car again. You don't want to yo-yo anyone like that.
Think about it. You could totally make a Civil War meme. It'd split the team in half. You got Dak. You got Romo, head-to-head, big old star there in the middle, and it's Cowboys, Civil War.
Yeah, I think that could work.
It'd make a great movie.
It would make a good movie. Yeah.
Oh man, think of the documentary.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of what Violator said when it came to him being in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly where he needs to be. I think he needs to stop playing football. His body cannot handle it.
We could put him in there with Troy Aikman. Both of them together, sit there and talk.
Just like a three-man booth. Yeah, it's your play-by-play guy with Troy and Tony. Oh, man, that would actually be pretty good.
Joe Buck is the third.
I think Troy would Tony would level Troy out a little bit.
We say he'd be good, but, I mean, does anyone know if Tony Romo would be good at that job?
I mean, think back to his press conferences. Is he a great speaker?
He's a decent, calm speaker.
Yeah.
That's what he can just speak. He's just kind of like this. He's just kind of Tony Romo and can speak. He's got a certain cadence, too, but he's not like a dynamic speaker. Like, Troy's got a dynamic voice.
Yeah.
Really, isn't Troy can speak. He knows his inflections and all of that. He's a very dynamic speaker. I think Tony needs a lot of training before you give him, like, a number one spot.
Yeah. I was thinking of trying to do a Troy impression. Joe, they've really done great, but that's so far off. That's not sound at all like how Troy Aikman announces.
You should never try to do a Troy Aikman impression. How dare you?
No, I know.
How dare
that's
you?
That's blasphemy.
We're in Dallas right now, too.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's like anybody wearing a fedora who's not Tom Landry. Sorry, Chris.
That is true. Hey, hey, you know what? You know what? Hate me because I'm beautiful. But yeah, man, I'm a big fan of the idea of releasing Tony Romo out into the wild.
Oh, yeah. We need the cap room.
Yeah.
We've got a solid QB at this point. We need to fill the last few holes, and we might actually see ourselves a Super Bowl before the next 7 years go by.
That would be a godsend. I don't think though. I don't think the Cowboys are a Super Bowl team within the next few years. Nope, because we did so much to not fill up those spots in the past few years, and now we're trying to get younger, and now we're gonna get more expensive on that offensive line. We have a young quarterback, but this is his second year. Let's see if he proves it. We have a running back who decides that he wants to just whip out boobies whenever he want to. Like, that is not good.
Well, according to everybody else, she told him to do it.
I think you have to have a lot more, you know, self-control when it comes to doing that with things, you know.
But I'm Ezekiel Elliott. I do what I want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, okay. Well, we'll end this, the Grand Slam of Sports. We'll talk about a little Zeke. Because Zeke decided that it was St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
And he saw, some round things in his face. And he was like, you know what? I want those out. She was about to whip him out anyway.
He saw some breasticles.
And he was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and help her out. But this all got caught on, like, cell phone camera.
Yeah.
And it just looked really terrible. And I wonder right now, so this is the question I really want. What's the difference between Zeke doing that and Gronk having his own, like, party cruise where everyone was having sex and doing drugs, admittedly?
Wow.
What's the difference?
Gronk's doing 10 times worse than Zeke is.
But yet, what is Zeke's being called the problem, the immature, the something that's going to get him in trouble. But yet, Gronk is, oh, it's just Gronk. It's party Gronk.
Exactly. It's party Gronk, and we expect more out of Zeke. But if Zeke went down that road, eventually he'd be like, that's cool, whatever.
Zeke's a 21-year-old. Why do we expect more out of Zeke than a 27- or 28-year-old Rob Gronkowski? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand what I don't. That's a flawed logic. I don't get that at all.
No, it is. It's a very big flaw in society itself. You're right. The 21-year-old should have more leniency because he's young. He's still, but the 27-year-old should know better by now. Should be like, no, dude, like, you don't do that.
Yeah, but he's a rookie versus Gronk, who's a veteran in football.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I think there's another underlying issue of culture, of what culture Zeke comes from, what culture.
We expect better in the South?
No.
Is it because Gronk's white?
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah, most likely.
I was trying
likely.
To avoid saying
Yeah, too late. Black and white has reared its ugly head again, baby. Hey, no one called, you idiot. So you'll have to have some more fun with us to actually get some free tickets and stuff. Yeah, if you want to still call, 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. Win free tickets to a cool local show. And maybe I'll keep doing this with other local shows with other local bands. Wouldn't that be awesome, guys? We are the Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive Seed at Jim the Brain Box.
Ooh.
Will Viler, Shotwell's producing. Up next, we have something completely different. And the Brain Box, oh my gosh, has opened it up. And we're about to have some fun.
Goodness.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
It's a new year, so how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career, your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason. For a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores, and we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm William Shotwell with a look at your DFW forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have a low around 63 with a chance of rain. Then tomorrow, a high around 71 with some morning thunderstorms. This report's brought to you by attorney Michael Uvalle.
If you've been injured in a car accident, call attorney Michael Uvalle, the Law Boss. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. He used to work for an insurance company, but now fights to get innocent victims the money they deserve. Pick up the phone and call now. 1-800-LAW-BOSS. LAWBOSS.
And now for something completely different.
Time to play the game! 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190 for your chance to win tickets to go see four great local bands, Leader to Legend, Dispositions, Forget Conformity, and Navajo at the Rail Club April 22nd. You call now, you win tickets. Two of them, free. Come on, simple, right? Anyway, here's the Brain Box.
Hey, you know that song, you know that theme, it's time to play the game, and today we are playing Press Conference. Very simple game, guys. Basically what it is one of us will step out of the room after choosing one of the categories, and the other two will decide a character or person or, you know, whatever the category that was chosen, what they are of that. When they cut that, the person A, the guinea pig that we're calling at this point, comes back in.
Oink, oink, oink.
The other two.
I think it's just a regular pig. It's not a guinea pig.
The other two will ask them questions that give them hints. And their goal, the goal of the guinea pig, is to figure out who they are. And you can do so if you want. You can play along into it as you figure it out. Or you can just finally just say, oh, I'm so and so. So your goal is to get it, obviously. Whoever wants to go first.
Hopefully.
Anybody?
I'll go first.
All right. You want to go first?
So I got to step out of the room.
Yes, but first, your categories to choose from are musicians.
Okay.
Television or film.
Okay.
Or literature.
Okay. I'll be back.
Well, no, you have to choose one of those and we decide.
Oh, okay.
And then you come back in, you've tried to guess who you are from our clues.
Oh, okay. So I choose.
But you have to answer our questions like a press conference.
I'll choose movie, TV.
Okay. So go outside, count to 10 Mississippi, and then come back in.
All right.
Figure we need some game show music.
Yes, I agree. How many Mississippi's? 10 Mississippi's. Yeah.
All right, who are we going with?
He said television or film. Who do you want to go with?
Let's go with something simple. Let's go with friends.
You new friends this first round? Okay. And he looks like he's starting to come back in. It's kind of hard to tell. Which character from Friends?
Ross.
Okay, we'll do Ross. Cool.
It's easy.
Yep. Okay. Oh, man, we need a signal almost for this because 10 Mississippi might be too long. There I we go. Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan
will
go in there and go get it.
Okay. Yes. Come on back in. Okay. So you are now the character we have chosen.
Okay.
We will ask you questions while you try to figure them out and answer those questions at the same time.
Okay.
Will, you got a first question for our interviewee here?
I think I do. Mm-hmm. So what's it like having a pet monkey?
Oh, man, it's really, really difficult to have a pet monkey. Like, they poop everywhere. They need diapers. Man, like, you have no idea. And it also depends on the size of the monkey, too. I'm not sure if my monkey really registers as the right kind of monkey to be, you know, afraid of. Mm-hmm. But I know that some people are afraid of the monkey when they come in and they hang out.
Oh, I can believe that. So I'm curious, why do you keep chasing after the same woman for like 9 years?
You know what? Unrequited love really depresses me. And so I tried to make sure that the person I'm with really loves me, mm-hmm. but only found one person I ever was in love with. So it kind of makes it difficult to, really, really get down deep and yeah. meet any other person. I need to be with the same person that I love. And if it takes me 9 years, it takes me 9 years.
All right.
So, for somebody who really likes dinosaur bones, why do we never see you at an a bone digging site?
An archaeological site.
I am Ross from Friends.
Yes, you are.
And I have no excuse for that, but I just want to tell you, we were on a break!
Okay. I think you guys got the gist of it.
That was awesome.
I will go next. Let's do television and film again.
Okay, all right, so Thorny is now stepping out of the room. So we have television and film. He's about to leave right now. Okay, so we did television right then. I think we should go film.
You want to do Walter White?
No, I think we should go film. Yeah, let's go film. And what? Let's do Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Let's do Indiana Jones and film.
Sounds good.
I think that's pretty good. Okay, Thorny, you can come back in, even though he can't really hear me. So you can throw. Yeah, that's enough Mississippi's. Oh, so you got no Mississippis.
Yeah, I got no Mississippis. I think Morgan will pop
up. I'm the only Mississippi guy.
Okay, so here I am. Let's do this interview, guys.
Okay, I have a question. Mm-hmm. How do you plan on paying for all the things that actually got destroyed during your exploits?
Oh, man. I really don't. I don't plan on paying for them at all. I kind of hope that the government just covers it for me.
What's it like showing up to a knife fight with a gun?
It's a great advantage. It's definitely gives you an edge over the competition.
Okay, how long, would it take me to really travel across the globe? Because it seems to take you no time at all. But how long would it really take me to, like, go from country to country?
Well, I know that's a very hard question to answer. Probably a lot longer than it takes me.
What's it like getting blown up in a refrigerator?
You know, I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Trust me.
I've faced many of crazy things in my life. Running from boulders, getting shot at with poisonous darts, that scary Indian guy standing on the side.
Oh, my God, when you got to India.
Yeah.
That's how you knew you were in India.
It is. I've seen that guy every time.
You didn't have to look at any of the vegetation. You didn't have to look at any of the landmarks. No. You looked at that guy straight in the eyes, and you were like, I'm in India.
Told that woman, we're in India.
Indiana Jones, you amaze me.
I know. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. That was awesome. Good job. All right.
I guess it's my turn.
Yes. Yeah. So you obviously can't walk away.
Oh, I can. I can walk out, and then she'll come get me whenever you're all ready.
Okay.
She can hear you.
That'll work.
All right. So get out of here so we can get
choose your category. Choose your category.
I'm going to go with television and film again. I like that one.
It is a fun one. There's a lot to choose from.
We should have just made it one category.
Well, okay, our first time running. Okay, let's, who do you think?
Okay, so Will likes Breaking Bad.
Yes.
But I don't think we should talk to him like Walter White or Jesse.
Talk to him.
Mike.
Oh.
The Hitman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, we'll go with that.
He's Mike.
All right. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, our guest.
It feels so weird stepping out of the room while the show's going on mm-hmm. as the producer. It's like I'm no longer in control.
Does it feel weird to step out of that office every time you've got a new job?
Of course it does. I mean, you know, you got to go learn something else brand new. It's not like you just get to get up and go and like, oh, I already know how to do this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have had relations with lawyers at different points in time. Does that make your job difficult, you know, working with people who are on that side of that profession?
Well, lawyers are a bunch of conniving SOBs. Yeah, so you always got to watch your back with them.
Makes sense. So when you have to do dead drops, how much traveling actually goes into that? You know, you're constantly out there on the road picking things up, dropping things off. What's it take?
Lots of gas, man. Lots of gas. Sometimes an entire tank just to go drop off whatever you got to drop off or pick up whatever you got to pick up.
Did you ever do meth?
I don't think I ever did. I'm pretty sure that I was just a kingpin.
Oh, just a kingpin, huh? That's odd. I feel like somebody would get really mad at you for saying that.
Yeah.
And he might try to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, he can try, but I'm the one who knocks.
Are you?
I don't think you're the one who knocks.
I'm not the one who knocks.
I don't think you're the one that knocks at all. Matter of fact, I think that the one that knocks makes you leave.
I guess I am Jesse Pinkman, aren't I?
No, you're not. I told you you were trying to get back. No? You were not. Guess who you are.
Guess who I am. One more clue. I need one more.
Not only do you work for the lawyer, you also work for the manufacturer.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me tell you, as an old guy.
There you go.
Who has to go around and, you know, bodyguard people and, you know, protect all these people. You know, it's really difficult. I can't remember my own name because I have Alzheimer's.
Oh, nice. You're Mike.
Mike,
that's his name.
Mike.
That's my name, I mean, yeah. That's my name.
Yes, yeah. Although, like, I'm the one who knocks line. That was great.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, but something.
Yeah, we got. We have, if we can do it real fast.
Okay, yeah. Chris, run out there. We'll have Morgan give the signal. Oh, choose literature. A category. Quick. Category.
Literature.
Door is closing, and what do you got?
Anything.
Dorian Gray?
Sounds good.
Cool. Bring it back. Okay, joining us here is our guest.
We got 3 minutes.
First question for you. What's it like living in those times? I mean, it's pretty dark, scary. I'm pretty sure the plague happened right around there, maybe.
I'm pretty sure it did. Most of my family died, or I don't know my family because I might be an orphan.
I'm got to say, though, you know, during that time, there's not very many rich people who aren't, like, in royalty. Mm-hmm. What's it like being one of the more rich, you know, it being one of the more rich families back then?
Well, it's really hard because everyone else is dying of the plague, and you have money, so they hate you.
Possibly.
They possibly hate you. Or you might not know that you really had money because I don't know. It might be the greatest expectation in the world. I don't know.
Well, speaking of death, you've held up really well for quite a while. What's your secret?
Blood. I think blood is my secret.
Blood.
Yeah, because I think I really have a taste for it. I feel I do lots of good recipes with blood and maybe sucking of the blood out of people's necks. I mean,
well, with this, I'm kind of curious. You know, a mirror usually reflects back who you actually like, what you actually look like. But what's it like looking at an older version of you in something like that?
Oh, well, I think I might actually disappear if I see myself. Maybe if I'm going in the right direction with this guy, because like I'm not. It's not the guy who it lives forever until he sees a painting of himself. That guy, what is his name?
You're on that, but that's not how it technically goes. Okay, he lives forever until he destroys the painting of himself.
Destroys the painting of, what is his name?
The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Dorian
which
Gray!
You are correct.
Yeah!
That's who you're going. Although the blood stuff kind of got me.
Vampire. I thought I was Dracula for a second.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not Dracula, but I am Positive C.
Yep.
Over there is Jim the Brain Box Stormquist.
Adios.
Will Violator Shotwell is our producer. Today has been really awesome, and if you will go to theboysmedia.podbean.com, you can hear this whole episode podcast, and you can answer some questions and win some cool swag and other stuff off of our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork. Please stay tuned for the local lounge, which is going to be on repeat, but you know what? We love Zach anyway. Mm-hmm. He'll be back live, or he'll be back with a new episode next week.
Most likely.
I think we'll be back next week, right?
Actually, no.
No, we won't.
You've got a show.
Yeah, if you'll go to the Ridgely Lounge, next weekend, baby. Woo-hoo.
A lot happening out there.
We love you guys. Sayonara, suckers. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Adios. Stay golden.